It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do a great MMA show. It's here with topics you like out of the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot.
Thank you for joining me today on the Amber May Show. I'm Amber May, and I really appreciate you joining me each and every week right here. And if you'd like to get in touch with me, you can do so by writing me at P.O. Box 5162, Peoria, Arizona, 85385. That's P.O. Box 5162, Peoria, Arizona, 85385. You can find me on the web by visiting theambermayshow.com. It's theambermayshow.com, and that's M-A-Y. And while you're there, please take a minute to fill out my survey. I so appreciate that. Let's me know who's out there listening and if there's anything I can do to make the show better. And if you care to partner with me and join me in reaching people for Jesus Christ, please write me and check out my donations page and consider making a donation. The donations you make to the show are tax deductible. Thank you to my wonderful church, Reunion Community Church, that's partnering with me and believes in what I'm doing. You know, it seems to me that many people in our country don't value life. We don't understand how precious life is until we experience death. Several people terminate their pregnancies, and many of those women regret that decision. Some people use weapons to take lives, and we see that time and time again. We all just witnessed that in America not that long ago with the school shooting. But then there's others who don't think their life means a whole lot, and they choose to end it. I really wish people could get a hold of how important and how valuable life really is. I'm pregnant right now, and this experience has taught me what a miracle it is to create a baby. The Bible says that God knit us together in our mother's womb. I know this is true because every day my little angel is growing and developing. I feel changes in my body. I can see it on the outside. I can feel her when she moves. And I look every day on the web to find out what is different about her this week. And it's amazing. When I read that verse, I literally picture God sewing my little girl together. And I picture him smiling and so happy. He knows her. You know, I know that the Bible says he knew her before creation. But now is the time she arrived on this earth. And God has a plan and a purpose for everybody. And he puts people on this earth at specific times and reasons. And we can see that specifically in Jesus. When Jesus was born, he was prophesied about what I think it was about 6,000 years before he was born, that the Messiah would come to save the world. But he came at a specific time when the Roman Empire conquered the world and all roads led to Rome. And everybody had a language that they all knew, and that was the Greek. So the message of our Messiah and about, you know, we can be saved through grace by Jesus Christ dying on the cross. That whole message of Jesus Christ was able to reach the whole entire world in just a split second. Well, in those days, a split second, because they didn't have technology like we did today. But the message spread fast, really fast. Letters were sent across the world. Missionaries were sent across the world. And basically what I'm getting at is everyone is created and they have a purpose. And so when they're created, and God knew them before the world even began, but he planned everyone at a certain time, it's because he had a purpose at that moment that he needs you to do. The Bible tells us, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." So I know that my daughter is going to be born during this time for a certain plan and a purpose that God has for her, that he only wanted her to do. Yeah, he could use somebody else, but he really wants her to do it. He also says that his thoughts towards us are countless as the sands on the seashore. He knows when we wake up and when we lie down. He knows how many hairs are on our head. I couldn't even begin to tell you how many are on mine. He also rejoices us. He rejoices over us with singing. If God spent that much time thinking and creating you, don't you think life is valuable? It is really unfortunate that sometimes we cannot get that through to people. They end up doing something that takes life and leaves others to mourn who they loved. That's the blessing and cursing about a free will. You make choices, and no one can stop you because you chose, you have a will. I have a cousin who I tried, along with several others, to show him life is worth something, but he didn't think so. He left us holding the pieces of our heart because he didn't believe the words we spoke to him. That's the thing about free will. Sometimes it's a curse. You know, I picture God sometimes having to sit on his hands because he so desperately wants to intervene, but doesn't because he allows us to choose how we will live our life. You know, we also know this is true, and we can see it with our own children. Parents sometimes have no choice but to sit on their hands because their children will not heed their advice. I believe this is really one reason why God made a family. It shows salvation experience through the family, but it also demonstrates God's love for us and how we interact with God. Do we want to heed his advice? Do we not? Do we want to love him? It's all a choice. We can choose to obey our parents, or we can choose not to. We can choose to separate us from our parents. We can choose to end a relationship with our parents, or we can choose to have a relationship with them. And you know what? It's awful not being able to control someone's actions at times. I wish there was something I could have done to stop my cousin from making the wrong choice. He didn't fulfill his purpose in life. He left the rest of us to mourn. But you know what? God also says he's going to turn around everything for our good for those who are in Christ Jesus and are called according to his purpose. So just because my cousin is no longer living here on earth doesn't mean that his life is going to go unnoticed and that it won't affect anybody. Because I strongly believe that there's someone out there that is going to hear that testimony. Maybe they're on the verge. Maybe they're depressed. Maybe they know someone who's done it. Maybe they know someone contemplating it. And maybe his story is going to touch that heart, and they're going to make a different choice and a different decision. And I hope so, because he left the rest of us to mourn. The blessing for him is he's no longer suffering. And I know that because he told me that he knew his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because the Bible says, if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, you shall be saved. And only he has to face the Creator and explain why he didn't fulfill his purpose in life. But I'm hoping that his testimony, even though he may not have chosen the best possible way to live, we all loved him because everybody has good with the bad. And sometimes the devil comes in and he's a liar and he sounds so good and we believe him. And I'm just unfortunate that my cousin Jake couldn't see that Jesus Christ loved him and was reaching out to him with all these other people around him. But the devil's such a good liar, and he was successful at trying to take out my cousin, but the joke's on him because he's now living with God in eternity, in heaven, forever and ever. I'm really, really hoping through my cousin's death that people will choose life instead. I pray for those who don't know Christ that through my cousin's death, people will come to know Christ. If you don't know Christ and you take your life, you're trading one situation for a worse situation. There is no escaping hell. And nobody likes to talk about that place, but it's real. It's everlasting, meaning there's no end to that torture. There is no escaping that reality. It's hard to believe people choose to go there. You may say, who would choose that? Many, many people. Wide is the gate that leads to destruction, but narrow is the gate that leads to everlasting life. People reject Jesus as their Lord and Savior every single day. People reject the way God would have them live every single day. The sad thing is God hurts every single day because of that rejection. Like I said earlier, He thinks about you. He loves you. He spent a lot of time creating you. He even died for you. So yes, He hurts when His creation rejects Him. Don't parents hurt when their children reject them? Absolutely they do. Right now, all I can say is I hurt. His father hurts. The rest of his family hurt. I wish he didn't make that choice. I wish he really understood he was loved. I wish I could go back in time and change things, but I can't. I'm sure looking forward to the good that will come out of all of this. It's amazing the impact people have on one another. I hope this blesses someone today. I hope they understand how much God loves them. And I hope they will choose God. Because if you don't choose God, you're choosing a place of absolute horror, torture. You know, God said, For God so loved the world, He sent His only begotten Son, and that whoever believes in Him will not perish, but have everlasting life. God came to save the whole entire world with this problem we have, sin. The whole world. And yet, even when Jesus walked on the earth, there were tons of people who rejected Him to His face. And when He created the earth, there was people who rejected Him then. Then He showed up, they rejected Him. He died and rose again, and they reject Him. I don't want you to reject that. Especially if you're contemplating ending your life, because you're not ending it and getting peace. I want you to have that peace. I want you to have that joy. When my cousin went to heaven, he got to reunite with his grandfather. He got to meet my children that are already before me. He got to see my uncle. He got to see my grandfather. He got to see both of my grandfathers. All three of my grandfathers, I should say. And so many other people. And I'm glad he's not suffering on this earth, because he did have a hard life. And it was a pretty tough situation. And I wish there was something I could have done to take that away from him. But life isn't easy, and God didn't promise it would be easy. But God did promise He will never leave us nor forsake us. He'll be with us until the end of the world. He said, Lo, I am with you even to the end of the age. And the psalmist wrote, Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. And God told us that He's sending His Son, Emmanuel, which means God with us. I hope it's an encouragement to you. Remember, check me out at theambermayshow.com. That's theambermayshow.com. And remember, instead of thinking about number one, just yourself, think about number two, somebody else. Because eventually, number two will look out for you.